prayers to symbol the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, and the goddess, and also worldly guards, protectors. That is a kind of mysterious, sometimes you can say, of course, Buddha, Bodhisattvas are highly realized beings. And also, there are some, it's described in a poetic way, so they're holding this and that, these eight auspicious symbols, and also others. Like these symbols, if you recognize or familiar with the Buddha and Bodhisattva, you can say common image is what they are holding in their hand. For example, Avalokiteshvara, he's a difficult to say, yeah, and she, in Chinese, it's a she, and in Tibetan, it's a he. I think nowadays, it's a fit to be nowadays, culture. Who knows who is she or he. But anyway, the flower, Upala flower, represents the pure wisdom from mud and growing in a pure lotus. Mud represent samsara, confusion and delusion, five poisons, this emotion, all these, and the upala itself represent the pureness of the mind and the weakening mind of each individual. Some people say Buddha nature. It's also the same meaning of enlightened nature of the mind. Then this is a symbolized wisdom. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. And also you can say distorted view and distortion, or the all thoughts possess the wisdom. Even you say sometimes difficult to say, defilement, mental defilement is wisdom. That seems contradicted. And in a highly realized point of view, there is no ignorance. It's like Heart Sutra also mentioned that there's no achievement, no ignorance. What this means is the go beyond concept and ordinary dualistic thoughts, then every moment or the current moment is the right moment. But as I say, Buddha and Bodhisattvas see samsara in different way. Actually, you can say if you really tend to fully realize mind, then your world, you won't be appear as a suffering or continuously you can. There is like your dream. When you wake up, you have no delusion of dream. There is no danger or no savior. You have to do many things. This is in a causal level. We can see this as a, because we have this perception, this experience. So based on this, we can develop ourselves. But not necessarily saying this is the only truth or this is the whole image of the ultimate phenomenon, ultimate meaning or ultimate kind of realization. So, of course, in the beginning, we don't say after you really achieved highly realized state of mind, then there is no need to do kind of liberate sentient beings. These many phenomena appears to us through our own karmic image, meaning what kind of mental purity you have. You have a related body, and with this mental clarity, purity, with this combination of this body, you have the world of you perceive, and also you see that as a pure or impure, on the illusion that you're experiencing according to your own condition. So that's why Buddha and Bodhisattva in this concept, under this concept, they go to the hell or hungry ghost realm but didn't suffer. They didn't have that kind of ordinary suffering. So in this, we can say when we pray to the eight auspicious these prayers, we have to think one side, we in the relative world, we need to have a healthy life, peace, and in praying for something good. And in the other concept, they mentioned the many Hindu gods and the goddess also too. Why Buddhist text or prayer have to pray to Hindu goddess and gods? Because we say this is just appear to us in this form and this concept, but the ultimate nature is same, the nature of emptiness and the form emptiness combined, simultaneously appears. And then when you see form, you see emptiness. When you realize emptiness, you also can, say, cross over or go beyond of that kind of surely emptiness. You can be pure as a form, because form also, emptiness is form. Emptiness and form is not different. Emptiness is not different than form. Form is not different than emptiness. In this aspect, we can say it's a very high teaching. Normally, we can say follow the cause and the conditions, see the reason of cause of suffering and the happiness, and then cessation, and go nirvana. But you say, when you say, form and emptiness are not kind of separate and contradictory things, and then the mind won't go very well with the logic and the things. Because logic, you have to, in Buddhist teaching, pedagogy, the teaching, there are a lot of logic teachings from many various methods. They can pinpoint out the phenomena, lack of intrinsic nature, and also you can say inherent nature is emptiness of all things. And also same time, you can, through this teaching, you can prove there is a form and emptiness, a union of form and emptiness is the truth of all phenomena. It's in this way, concept and the logic is very useful. But in the realization that one is only for analyzing things. But for realization, you have to go beyond concept and the dualistic thinking. Then experiential teaching, very important experience is teaching for this.
So, the last time we were with you?
Last time is
when we left off, I believe, on 48, page
156,
is it? 56. Well, as I marked it anyway, that's
what. Okay, maybe you are.
I don't know, but, and I think we stopped after verse 20.
Verse 20.
Yes, 56.
56 is the page?
Or and I believe we stopped around first.
I thought that we finished that one.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's why I marked it anyway.
So, okay.
But I could be wrong.
Let me see. It's okay. We can go through it.
Mm. I'm not sure though. I mean, I am sort of sure. I always put this little thing.
Yeah, that's the you know, it's
for where we left off.
Okay.
So, could have fallen. So ahead.
Yeah, but I marked it with a pen.
Very good. Okay, good.
So I think that's where we stopped. I'm not sure. Yeah, we did verse 20. This is why Lord Buddha has declared that like a turtle that perchance can place its head within a yoke adrift upon the mighty sea, this human birth is difficult to find. And that's where it worked.
Okay. If through this evil action of a single instant, I must spend eons of hell, relenting pain, the evils of the samsara stored from time without beginning. No need to say that they will keep me from the state of bliss. So this part is emphasizing even we are already fortunately have a human form of life, but this form of life have some kind of limited time individual according individual karma. There is a limitation always, and this meeting with this teaching and this life. Also, there is a limitation. The teaching is not there. Also, in certain time, they won't be there. So everything exists. Always, we have to. We are going to finish that life spine. Is there is a limitation associated with the Dharma and the Dharma teacher, Dharma friend. Also, there is a limited time. So. It's important to recognize our precious time now. And also, if we are, once we are falling into relatively unfortunate circumstances, like the ghost, hungry, the ghost, and also however, if that is the case, it's like this. I think on this planet or world, there are many fortunate country and society and some unfortunate place. So you can say if you're born in the same country but different time, there is a completely different form of the condition of society. For example, in the U.S., maybe we were born in 200 years ago. Maybe it's not easy in place to be. And some country, of course, Hungary and lack, you know, even you live in a peace, relatively peace society, there are other natural disaster and not growing too much food or often people struggling in Hungary. Thirsty, something. Some places, very wealthy place, but happened war from different small or big kingdom, or even this village and that village happened many things. So sometimes peaceful, sometimes not, but compared to the lower realms, it's much better, human realm. So this is the same. It's just, even in single instant, like anger, big anger working, and in our deeper subtle mind, there is a deep mark that kind of the people passing away, dying, for example, then they suddenly their consciousness remember something very attached to money or something, and then they kind of letting go, or they are not satisfied something about people or things or himself or herself with the death, their momentary anger. That is also leading people's mind to unstable and also, how to say, violent, turbulent, internal turbulent, leading to lower realms. These are the, well, that's why in Bardo teachings, they are often really carefully guiding people's mind. You should do, not letting people regret when the people die, and also not letting them to see that people or person who really touch to their kids or something in front of them, they cannot feel relief, and they think we are separating two different worlds, so they are not easy. They will have easy time, very too much emotional, too much attachment, and sometimes raise some hatred, worry, and the consciousness continues, and then according to Bardo, different after dying process and not easily go up, and also rebirth or the regenerate the mind consciousness, reactivate consciousness, that process also with that turbulent is not good condition, not easy. So what we do when people die is to make sure think their virtuous deeds are much more than the negative kind of action, negative karma. So when people are dying, sometimes you even look vast sky, make mind more peaceful. And you can see that sky vast, and your internal mind have a sky inside of you, and you think that's more peaceful. I said sometimes even some experienced teacher that using their hand or something associated with the prayer or other things, but the touch to your head, and then to last kind of a moment, your body feeling is still there, even you cannot move. Then your tension more focus on the top. And this is also mentioned in different texts. Said when our mind tension go lower body and upper body, what is different according to when and the channel and the drops of the mind. So try to maintain upper side of the body. And also people went to go away and dying, and then the wood is still warming. Some people with the dying, the upper side warm, or they become cold, and then still keeping some warmth of the lower body. Some people in the heart is last part of the warm, and generally happens, but you can see there's a different temperature in the body. And according to teaching, if the upper body kept more warmth, and that is a good sign. Even some people here is quite good warmth. Rest is more cold. And this happens. And according, of course, you can practice a poa, that's called the consciousness, transform your consciousness into pure realm. That is especially visualizing this body and the special techniques and very direct practice only within seven days, you have some physically, you can feel that energy go up and down the practice. Within 7 days, some people able to open some here, and some to say, liquid, whether it's water, like yellow, come out, and that's a sign of your successful practice. It's a practice for a long time. From, I think, the Tibetan tradition, it's from 1,300 years ago. It's a teaching that's taught by Gurpama Sambhava. That is a training that when you can lead your mind yourself, you lead yourself to the pure realm, pure place, and then control your mind. That is something technique. Some people even happened after rest of body is completely normal, but here when they're dead and be full of the hair lost, and that is also a sign of the kind of practiced power. This also many people seen, even my neighbor used to, with other Lama's guidance and practice, when he was fainting away, and after this master left, either his body is there, and then one circle of hair falling to the ground, and then other person, the son of this elderly passed away person, said, maybe my father is decaying, and his body is already become decayed, right? Deteriorated or something.
Decaying.
And then the another person, his neighbor, he took one metal stick, and then to push the other side of hair, there's nothing falling too. So dead people have no problem; they don't feel that. So they said, "This is a really good lama. He can help guide this successfully." And also, this is a common practice actually in the Tibetan area. I myself, I didn't see, but my mother and other persons also attending those Poa teaching, and many people have experienced this. I myself also practiced, and also feeling great energy, and from suppose practice 7 days, but I only practiced a few days, 5 or something. But this studying here, daytime, you can feeling very different. And also, this is not secret teaching, and also practiced by many, many people. They have the same experience, but your mind and intention could guide yourself and control your attention and consciousness and leave that in a certain way, then your body also can feel it. Something like that. This is called the transfer consciousness, transferring consciousness practice. But anyway, here we're saying, even once we go falling into lower realms, then we should know that it's not easy to escape from that. And mere experience of such a pain does not result in being freed from it. For in the very suffering of such a state, more evil will occur. And then the great abundance. So in some realms, like hell realm, they don't create more negative karma. They only kind of pay the debt of karmic debt. But in animal realm, you can see they were eating other animal, or the hungry ghost, they also can do other harms. They can continue accumulate negative karma. But hell realms, it's like purely experiencing pain and suffering. So balancing the karma, there are two ways to reduce negative karma or positive karma. Negative karma, for example. One is through the practice. For example, here, I create negative karma, for example, hot water, using hot water as an example. And then after that, I practice virtues and positive karma, and as I put in the cold water, and the hot temperature will reduce through the practice of the cold. Or you can say, if we use a different way, if negative karma we symbolize as a cold water, and then virtuous karma we use positive hot water. And then even there is a cold icy water in front, but after you create more virtuous deeds and karma, then this will transform from cold to warm through their practice. One thing like this. So if you, in your habituation, there is a, karma is simply means action. So when you have a mental action or physical action, verbal action, you can say in certain time you have this behavior, but after some education and some practice, and then you can change yourself. It's like it's cold water after becoming warmer and warmer, same. And this is one thing. Another way is just the leave cold water there for a long time, then naturally they become neutral, won't be that cold. Also hot also become neutral too. Similarly, there is a negative karma, but after they're experiencing many things, longer time, it's not direct impact like you are practicing Dharma, like you're adding more opposite kind of temperature. It's the same. So when one being accumulates negative karma and then went to hell realm or something, and then they experiencing that pain, and gradually the karma, negative karma will vanish away. It's similar like you called when you put in, they can naturally become neutral. So as I said, one is practice, one is experiencing. Practice is forceful energy that requires some practice. Then you can reduce and transform your mind and karma. One is experiencing. When you feel pain and many things after you suffered a lot, and then you reverse that negative karma. So generally it's these two ways. And though this, I have found this moment of reprieve. If I now fail to train myself in virtue, what great folly could there ever be? How more could I betray myself? So that is the same. We have this marvelous brain and physical body. So the count many virtues. We have many advantages. From physical body, we have five organs and five sense faculty, plus consciousness. And also we have a, we can study these teachings and also communicate. We have a, this capability to hearing and the contemplation and practice. We can take vowels or the precepts and also meditating on it, those on philosophy and practice. And we also, some, they're not only human beings, but there are many, we have a one capacity to reach enlightenment much more. We have a very sharp mind, but the complicated things we can understand much easier than the other animals. You can say to some kids playing some games, and I think not many other animal can do that. They have a very flexible mind and very accurate movement of the hand and finger. These similarly, we can read a whole chapter, a whole books, and one book after book. But other animals, even that is difficult for them. So it's important to recognize opportunity. If lose this opportunity, there are no money. It's not easy to get similar opportunity again. I think that's it. So other beings harm you, but in certain degree, they cannot harm you, throw you to the different realms. Only you can guide yourself, and then you make trouble of yourself. Defilement or distortion come from your own mind, and you are prisoner of your own kind of distorted view and mind. So this is a chain breaking time in this life. If having understood all this, I'm a stupidly despondent still, then at the moment of my death, my sorrows will be back indeed. And then this is also, if the other animals or something, they don't know this consequences, then there is no blame. But since we know it, and then, but through the laziness, that we spend our time, life in kind of relatively less meaning kind of activities, then in the end of life, we are going to be have a great regret and then feeling of betrayed by ourselves. So this is saying even if we already have a Dharma teacher and have a Dharma itself in my mind available for practice, and didn't successfully train yourself, and then the end of life, there is no hope, no savior or no protector or no guards to help you. And only the fear, wave after wave of different turbulent mind and fear come to you. And then there's a lose, they lost, already lost the opportunity to get disease or out of control, and can take one's life. But before disease becomes that strong, you can do something for yourself. It's like that. Of course, there are a lot of examples for these teachings, but since we have less time, we can go a little quick. And my body burned as long in fires of hell, so unendurable. My mind, there is no doubt, will also be tormented. Burned in the fire of unendurable regret. So it's a sad story after sad story. It was the hell and the hell. Yes, some people have said that it's like some teacher said, don't use this hell and the heaven to kind of scare people. And then also give a word of a reward, go to heaven, punishment to go to hell. But I think for myself, you can say what kind of TV and movie you want to watch, what kind of book you want to read. You are going to have some relation toward those stories and image and striking your mind and eyes, ears. Similarly, the hell or this also same, you have some relation internally, then you're going to experience like people want, violent people often see or meet the opportunity to do something violent. And people were going to do those stealing. What's the problem? What's the people? Burglary. What the stealing people? Mm. What's the problem?
Burglary.
Burglary. Yeah. If you are not burglary, then you don't seek in those opportunities. But the people with this habituation, with this attitude and mind, they can see that is an opportunity. Similarly, when people have this mind, want to eat meat, for example, and then they often see, sometimes even seen some animal, birds, think, oh, what is the taste of this meat? This like that. But normally people, vegetarian, they don't want to think of those. Similarly, hell, these are accumulation of the habituation that you possess and continuously. And Buddha also in the later part of the chapter also said, hell and all these realms are the projection of the mind, but you can lost in those projections and experiencing those things. And you couldn't say there is no hell because like our dream, who created that dream? Ourselves. But who trapped in those dreams? We are trapped in those dreams, or we projected. So same. We cannot deny of those, but also cannot say this is a particular physical, this is a location, like in the United States, China, there is a location, and they say, oh, this is that, and this. Also in Buddhist texts also mentioned, there are many various ways to teach what is the realm's different concept. As we say, for deluded beings, many places, many people, you have a more like a non-virtuous people in your eyes. For pure mind, there is a more loving condition, and they trust that other people are going to. Even in that condition, some people, also evil-minded people, you can say generally, but with those attitude, they won't harm them sometimes. With this kind of suspicious and definitely believe that these people, they don't trust and they don't have an enemy attitude, they automatically become enemy with this attitude. So friends, enemy, virtuous, non-virtuous, tangled by the attitude, by the characters. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, we can say the mind, working with the mind, purifying one's own mind is very crucial, very essential. Otherwise, we often think we can fix outside, then we would perfectly fit in. But actually, we need to work inside of ourselves first, and then to see, especially if one practitioner understand the nature of phenomena, then you have more knowledge about this. For example, some quantum physicians, they see things are not independently existent. Things in fundamental, subtle level, as they are understand mysterious way, is saying perceiver or third party or the person who involved to experience or to see that directly impact how they appear. Then you have understand the mind itself. It's very, very important. Not only sane, but it's a kind of scientific also too. You can read yourself and you can talk to with the scientist also. You can, you know, what is that they are finding those results, is it true or not? After, if you confirm that is true, then you have a big shift of understand subject and object. What is the relation? Our daily experience and in grosser level and actuality of the things are as it is, but how it happens. So in this, I think in ancient time, the only enlightened being can realize this, but there is no technology of quantum or the theory of laboratory improvement of these. Yeah, but this, I think, somehow indirectly support that understanding. It's very important. I think I may be more making it bored, and then also you can drink some tea.
How can we talk smack?
She don't understand much English.
Oh.
But she is okay. Still.
Yes.
But I think generally we can say if pure love and respect, we have a many ways there, serving this and serving the nation, serving your family, serving the community, many things, and that's a very good kind of slogan. Many people also doing many things, offering their time, energy, and things. But fundamentally, if you really have a, not for gain, but generally just want to do it for care of others, intentionally, not for, or credibility, and also go to school. For this, I wanted to volunteer for my school or something. It's purely then, I think we have to analyze what is reality. If there is a trueness of others' existence and myself. And also at the same time, there is a, you cannot say dream is real. There is a real sense. It's not real. There is a, you can say this is mental projection. In this life also same, there is a realness, that's why everybody trapped it in that. And doesn't matter, even Buddha, maybe he himself appeared in the sky, said this is not true, we won't fully trust it. I don't know, maybe. But at the same time also, you can, through logic or time and space, analyzing time, what is time, what is consciousness, what is a subtle level for the, the material things. And then you feel there's no really something you can hang on as a truth of independently really existing thing. Then what is that? What is momentarily changing and momentarily vanishing? Even you cannot pinpoint any momentary. There is a whole kind of mystery, and only this Buddha said beyond words, beyond example or something. And this is a really hard sutra, last part of the sutra system. Gati, ngati, parangati, bodhisattva. Gati, ngati, parangati, ngati, parangati, parasangati, bodhisattva. It's you have to go beyond of these concept and words and limitation of logic, and then you can get what is achievement, or you are going to be achieved beyond of wisdom, beyond transcendental wisdom. I think that's so many people in different traditions analyze and understand the greatness, the insight of this inner wisdom. And when my body burns on the general points, maybe we can take turns since we are close. And, you can read 26 and 7.
For it's as if by chance that I have gained this state so hard to find, wherein to help myself, if now, while having such discernment, I am once again consigned to hell.
This is a way of teaching. It's called the ocean wave. That is because our mind habitually easy to forget. And then this is some subject kind of overlapped a little bit. And then sometimes you can pinpoint in different view or explanation, but generally that is a changing our behaviors through this one wave after wave. Otherwise, we want to do something good. We want to change ourselves. It's difficult. Like tail of the dog, is if you keep straight, but if once they go, they go back to their own kind of shape.
Tendencies.
Yeah, tendencies. Thank you. continue.
Oh, yes. I am as if benumbed by sorcery, as if reduced to total mindlessness. I do not know what dulls my wits. Well, what is it that has me in its grip?
Yes, it's the distortion or wrong view, what is it, the harm of that. Some spiritual practice, not in according to different karmic relations, there are some are more struggle type of things, some are relatively easy for some people. In Buddhist teaching, they often count as wisdom, some wisdom, soil of wisdom and the soil of compassion. Some people more or less have a compassion nature more stronger. And some people in wisdom aspect more sharp and more pay attention to its meaning. And these two soil are more rich and you have easy to kind of easy time task to train yourself. Otherwise, it's kind of all familiar, become concept. Once, what's about theory, teaching, and the realization of practice, also two domains to this. If only theory, you don't meditate, you don't take the precepts, and if you don't rigorously study and practice, then more or less become just a story. And there is so many stories, you just don't know one of those or a few of those stories. It's like that type of culture, philosophy, and also saying these words. And the another approach, or another is, like you love your parents, it's not theory. You directly have this emotion and also this impact in your actions. And then you have a more direction towards some certain way, behave a certain way. These are related to you. And this, according to the teachings, that the theory guides people, set up the view. And then the experience of the improvement of experience cannot rely on only theory, because it's internal change. And that is rely on the people or environment or yourself to train yourself through meditation. And not only meditation is not enough, because meditation only you do in a certain day or time in a certain location. But your daily life, 24 hours in the dream time even, you have a scattering around in that time. You don't have that environment to support you, calmness, and it becomes serene. But if you have a job and do interact with people, have mind infiltrating imagination and overcome, sometimes it's a more negative kind of challenging time, then you lose the quality when you're doing meditation and you are aware and you are compassionate and more insight. So that part may be missing. So from the meditation, one should capable to transform that become habituation. Or actually the goal is to change the behavior, not only normal day's behavior, not only in the meditation hall, but daily life. So after your behavior changes, then doesn't matter you are dying or sick or something challenging time, you still some degree to support yourself according to your own kind of strong foundation or not. Then you won't fall into non-direction. You have your own direction. You have your own dharma or way of doing things, and then you have strong faith or recognition of your own confirmed confidence, and all things come to you. So in this theoretical teaching is important, but only have the view, sight, what is right, what is wrong, analyzing the all the approach and the result of things, fundamental things. And then to practice, bring your, not only the on a cushion practice, but also daily life practice. In the momentary mind, you can aware and check and transform yourself. For example, I'm now too much serious, then I should transform my face as a more compassionate and more kind of loving. Even teaching said you should see people with trust, with a kind of sense of humble and relaxed manner. And with some smiles, I said, I'm not good at this, but we should try at least some smile. It's true. That's very true, I think. And then your turn.
Anger, lust, these enemies of mine are limitless and devoid of faculties. They have no bravery, no cleverness. How then have they reduced me to such slavery?
And this is a it's again so it's about three poisons or enemy of the internal enemy. It's different external enemy. They don't have the have no brave or they don't have the weapons and hands or leg to run in around, and also there is no form of, like we can say normally, enemy of animal or human. They have to they have an agenda to attack you, and calculation, and these. But internal enemy, the concept, mind produce yourself. So it's a, you are prisoner of yourself. they don't have the general or army. Also, they are not military strategy. They are not. They have don't have that plan and a map and all things. But we still become a slave of our own. So this is saying the afflicted emotions are more powerful in than the external enemy. That is, give us a. We have to be patient to deal with our mind and thoughts. If we are not patient enough, we cannot transform ourselves. Our afflicted emotion, negative and destructive emotion. We have to skillfully realize this is a self gain. You are the part of the director. You are the watching audience. You are the writer of this story. And you are experiencing in character also yourself. So it's a good movie or not, it's your own, totally your own responsibility. That's why Buddha also said, you are your own master. You are your own creator. You create your own story. And you're also responsible for your past good and future good and bad. You want to free from suffering or liberation yourself. You have the key. You have the ability. And the Buddha, he said, he himself is a guide. Just show you the path and you should, you have the capability to do all things. And they dull with my mind and at their pleasure injure me. All this I suffer meekly, unresenting. Thus my object patience, all displaced. So this is also the uncomfortable and unpleasant mind, confusion, and all these negative. It's part of inside of me, you can say. And also, we cannot control or manage our mind. We can generally, this is the best way in Buddhist teaching or such strategy is use your wisdom and then to manage in, emotion. And then once you manage emotion over the intelligence or wisdom, then create a lot of a mess. And only you become, wisdom become a boss, or the fundamental parts you understand, then they cannot harm you in whatever they want in this distortion, distorted emotion, distorted view. Are they the internal enemy or internal within you? But they are also not roots of you. What is said is like, for example, there is a water with go through our toilet and then with mixed with the dirt, and this water become impure. But water in subtle scale, they never become impure. It's just too close and too mixed up, then we can see this as a dirty water, but the water itself never can be polluted. This way they can, through technology, they can make it as a drinkable water again. So similarly, our mind strain in pure, like Buddha nature, that is non-polluteable. Won't clothed by thoughts and the ordinary kind of experience, but too close or too mixed up with it. So we see that as a one thing. They think our enemy or distortion views are living ourselves, living our consciousness, all of these. But in a Buddhist teaching, the different levels of consciousness, normally we do 8 levels, in especially mind-only school, they describe in 8 level of consciousness. And the jnana, or wisdom, is the 9th. So 8 is, or 8 or are distortion view. For example, we can touch and we can see through sensory faculties to see, perceive things. That is a very gross level. And they cannot see through truth. That's very clear. Even we say, oh, we heard this, I saw, I witnessed this, but through our eye, only have a limited capacity to things, to see things. We, without this brain, only eyes cannot tell much truth, only analyze by the consciousness, 6 consciousness. But there's a, we, that way we say the 6 organ also count as a consciousness, because there is a different way perceive information. This is a shape, color, and this is a wave of hearing, what is sound, and this is also, we cannot replace, only eye cannot replace the ear kind of function. And smell, you cannot use eye or ear to smell. So these are, that's why separate as a 5 sensory organ consciousness. And also, with the, without these organ, we're still able to think and dream, some, for example, dreaming time or dying time, or so many things. And under that, it is the only meditative people can experience is the more, without dreaming time, there is a kind of peaceful, normally people don't remember because there is no activities. So this is called the 7th consciousness about self-grasping. There is a, but then, what is it? Sense of self, the underneath of the 6 consciousness. 6 consciousness, the activity, everybody experiences daily time. But the 7th is more or less, more relaxed, more lesser, no wave more for this, because it's quite subtle. Only one people's dream, after sleep, before dream, that part, even your dream is short, only half an hour or something, but maybe sleeping time is a few hours, maybe, for example, 1 hour you sleep, 30 minutes you dream. 1 hour you don't remember, but 30 minutes maybe you have some sense. So that part is called the 7th diluted consciousness, because it's distortion of self-identity kind of existence consciousness. And then the underneath there is a less active consciousness. This is called the storage consciousness. Storage consciousness perceive all grosser level from our sensory faculties, and also thinking and managing positive and negative karma. Also, for example, we have a small flash drive or hard drive, very small nowadays, but they have a lot of information inside, maybe 10G or 100G. Similarly, in our deep consciousness, that is a, that's why some people can remember past life, future lives, or when they die, they say, oh, all my life, very fast speed, but vividly, every detail I can see, because the less active of 5 sensory organs, and then mind go down and subtle and peaceful, then you mind go experience in the more deeper level. For example, I was scratching here, here, this is a very big scratching. Then you, inside there's a small scratch. You cannot feel that small one. You only experiencing the big one because big turbulence will disturb the you. For example, I push hair towards inside of water or big water, and at the same time I thrown a stone, and stone wave will kind of disturb the small hair kind of wave turbulent. Hair turbulent you cannot experience or see due to the same time big object. Similarly, five or sensory organ very strong and directly in a gate of external environment. That is very strong. We don't normally be experiencing that part of level in most of time. So now, if you able to go this way, some people have to go to solitude area and with the no much disturbance and also decrease internal kind of imagining and lust or angry or jealous. This environment is not there. And also your body become pure by eating less, sometimes drinking less. Much, too much. And then in certain time you become more able to kind of clear your mind, also peaceful your mind, settle your mind, and stable your mind. And then this, with this go deeper and deeper, you can go to the consciousness of a seven or a more deeper level. In this, some people said, I have some information, what is the, normally I don't remember, right, because of my peace of mind, and then I have a recognize or suddenly appear, normally I don't, already forgot for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, but in that peaceful condition, I vividly remember many things, normally I already forgot. So similarly, go deeper and more deeper, then this consciousness, stream of consciousness from time to time with this, the body and that body, also perceiving by these holy beings, that means attaining their mind in deeper, subtle level. And then if this eight storage consciousness, you can completely, their kind of nature is the Buddha nature. You can say their roots or their fundamentally, the itself still consciousness, still storage consciousness, but as you can see, that there is also needed some power or source. The storage consciousness can be storage. So that nature is the Buddha nature. It's called, and then please continue.
If all the gods and demigods besides together came against me as my foes, they would be powerless to throw me down to fires of hell of unrelenting pain.
We'll continue one more verses.
And yet the mighty fiend of my afflictions flings me in an instant headlong down to where the mighty lord of mountains would be burned, its very ashes all consumed.
So this same external evil or external gods, or these are not stronger than your own mind. They all combine external beings. Wanted to do something for you, cannot achieve. You can do it by yourself. That is like they say, of gods and demigod beside, together come against me as a foe, my foe. They would be powerless to throw me down to the fire. That is a, you mind is the, your lord or your master, your primary source, power, source of power. And your mind, with this mind, you, with this aspiration, one can go to down or up, having pleasant and wonderful, fully kind of transform, or distortion in ignorance and with emotion that one can trap for a long time in samsara life.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm in the right place. Let's see.
32.
Oh, my enemy, afflictive passion, endless and beginningless companion. No other enemy indeed is able to endure so long.
So yeah, this is from time point of view. This is a previous one is saying the power and the combination in compared to your mind. Your mind is more capable. And here saying if the distorted view can maintain for a long time without your effort to transform or change, they can. With you for eons, but the other enemies of time is very temporary and not that long. And we can say, only the distortion or view, wrong view can lead not understanding things as it is that lead us to endless samsara. Like tired people can feel journey long, and some people couldn't sleep, they feel the night very long. Even we feel suffering in some sense, but we cannot specifying that until we realize there is the all caused by ourselves and internally, we cannot fix our internal condition by working external kind of things to adjust or transform external comfort or facility. This is not going to work.
Sasan, all other foes that I appease and wait upon will show me favors, give me every aid, but should I serve my dark, defiled emotions, they will only harm me, draw me down to grief.
It says, it's the same. The enemy can be pleased, and then you may enemy also maybe become friends and can help each other. Trump and what's his name? What's the Kim Jong Un? A few months ago, they wanted to throw in each other the missile power and the nuclear weapon and something. And then after a few months, they said, I want to meet and talk. And talk. And then it's an impermanent kind of world. It's the China also too. Before, there were media, like three-dimension, 3D type of saying Kim Jong-un is evil and he killed his friend or the brother. And he's what's it called? The his father's father's younger sister's husband. What's it called?
Younger sister's husband? So
his father's younger sister's husband. Who is that position?
Oh,
Wu Zhang.
That is, he was killed by Kim Jong-un. And then people, you know, laughing about joking about his hairstyle and his cruelty is incomparable. But after a few months, they said, oh, the one kind of government order said, killing all these fat third generation or something. The people making joke of him, and they clean all internet those words, or like because Kim Jong-un as a leader of our own country, important for us to come in to visit us.
You can be nice if they were friends.
Yes, yes. Before
they we'll see you.
Yes, it's really interesting.
Such a mess.
Yes, we'll see proof and all. It's all Shanghai. Yeah, that's the same. No,
uncle.
External. Oh,
his uncle.
Okay.
Uncle. Okay.
Yeah.
Some kind of uncle. Some there's kind of a many uncles.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. And there's a, or people, even some people say dogs and the humans are much easier please or surrender. If you surrender to your enemy, some will kill you, but some may not. Some just torture you, some treat you very fairly, and humanitarian kind of treatment. There's a dog also attack you. If you play dead, and some animal won't eat you up or something, like a bear or something, if you really completely, sometimes they harm you, put you to death, but sometimes it's okay.
It works for possums.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And they said that with this emotion, defilement, defiled emotion, then they will only harm, drown me down to grave. That's it. If this, is my pronunciation right? If this?
Yes.
Yes, yes, thank you. If this, my ancient and unceasing foes, the wellspring, only my growing pain, can lodge so far, so safe with my heart. How can I live as,
believe,
fearless in this real life? So, from timeless beginning until now, it's these distorted or defiled emotions are enemy, never become friend. And also this source of trouble, all responsible for all pains and the filth and all ignorance and also the trap in that. So the various of form of the suffering, but only one source of the trouble, this cessation, cause is the distorted or defiled emotions. But without your effort, you won't go away. You will stay for long. And even death and life and death, it's for normal people, that is biggest thing. But that is not according to teaching. This is not life and death is happening in different circle, long or short, often less common. Like we are day changing daily suits, we're closing. Similarly, when we become old, we will change that kind of another form of closing again. Because this is material things, and they will, all material things, you by use, they will become cannot use anymore one day. But with the mind strain, the consciousness will continue. And that is more important. And yes, please.
And if the jail...
Yeah, 35, yes.
Guards of the prison of samsara, the butchers and tormentors of infernal realms, all lurk within me in a web of craving. What joy can ever be my destiny?
Continue.
I will not leave the fight until before my eyes these enemies of mine are all destroyed. For if aroused to fury by the merest slight, incapable of sleep until the scores are settled.
One more.
Proud but wretched rivals, destined all to suffer when they die, will draw the battle lines and do their best to win, and careless of the pain of cut and thrust, will stand their ground, refusing to give way.
That's very good. Somebody it's saying, you know, what they're experiencing in life and death, and also in lower realms, the torture and all this also caused by the distorted, devout emotions, and then following those will only get the miseries, suffering, and we don't satisfy it, or we haven't really benefited from it. And also, it's not easy to realize that is the cause of suffering, because our gross level of consciousness is directly, we are mostly in the surface of consciousness. So this surface consciousness is associated with the sensory faculty or organs. And these organs only capable to perceive external information from environment. And then we working with that most of the time. Of course, we have analyzing things internally. But also, there is a certain realms we don't go beyond. We all live in our box, in our own conditional box. So if there's more, only six consciousness trained, then you have more attention, more access, more kind of time and energy you spend to understand consciousness itself. That is the what we experience in pleasure and fear and pain, and also mind different attitude and different mental environment. You can see things, perceive, and perceptions are changing. So this is a kind of common experience. But the lacking of the mental training or mind training with the compassion, with the renunciation, with the nature of the phenomenon, kind of gateway of to the nature of mind. So we less pay attention to that. We are often seeking answers from with the external, because if you realize there is something important in consciousness, you have to work in. But consciousness cannot be kind of copy my consciousness and your consciousness, your experience and perceiving things are differently. So if I wanted to make a cup, this is very useful. I can make a 10, 100, 1,000 to use for everybody. And that bring the convenience of everybody. But consciousness is a subjective kind of experience. Individual can only cultivate by themselves. They cannot copy that my experience towards anybody, only kind of communication. In that sense, it's a shareable, but less shareable in different varieties, level, not like material things you can develop. The internal kind of pay attention to civilization or philosophy or way of life, pay attention, more attention to wisdom itself, to consciousness itself. It's very crucial for the all answers of one's trouble or troubled mind or one's successful and happiness in life. Otherwise, we should we cannot because we are associated too deep and too internally without any kind of form and shape and color. We cannot, like an external organ, we can hearing the sound and the touch. We can feel in the smooth or rough or warm or temperature. And also with the touch, we can, so from eyes and the ear and the nose, tongue and the body, we can experience, for example, this is a sticky. I can immediately feeling a sticky. And those are more kind of identity, more easy to show up to you. And you can also grab that nature of, or this, grab that specialness, and then to pinpoint, identify, give it a label. This is that, this is that, and with this. But mind, because hiding inside, like, you won't normally pay too much attention to your own shadow. And similarly, mental shadow is like an internal consciousness within the emotion, within the concept. This, so it's a require more kind of special technique or special extra attention to working with your own mind. Our eyes and ears are cannot put this much use for only mind. Of course, some sense we can, they say something meaning, can figure out something, but mostly this is why meditation is really important, to rest or train mind itself. Train mind. Just science, some books also, I heard said, train your mind and change your brain. And then what is the other side? Train your mind, your... This is said, to train your mind, not only changing the function of mind, but also physical structure of mind also, brain also changing. This is not for only meditation can change your physical structure, but by habituating anything, you can changing the shaping your brain. That thing that the mind training is very important to to kind of communicate with physical body and brain. These same things. So this is a encouragement, and they say even that is not easy to kind of attack, is not the easy animal, enemy that we can bring down, but it's, you should encourage yourself, like having fighting with the war, and then with some, let's see, this I think there, yeah. From this day forth, I will strive to crush for this, for the force of this very nature, this to bring me pain. Yes, and so you have encouragement to train yourself and then to cultivate and practice and to overcome this problems of this delusion or obscuration, yes. And then continue, please.
The wounds inflicted by the enemy in futile wars are flaunted by the soldier as a prize. So in the high endeavor for so great a thing, why should I be dismayed by hurt or injury?
Yes. So this is a giving an example. We have for limited kind of a benefit, we were going to be raising our brave mind to fight even injury, we don't care, for that purpose of win a war or gain pride, becoming wealthy. We won't not run away, but continue to fight. That is a many kind of animal do. Human also do that. For a single and a one-time pleasure, they can fight for death sometimes. So this is also we can say we should talk about the more benefit in life after life. Completely from the bottom, we can change. It's not small change. Why we still lacking of the short, the sort of encouragement to train ourselves. So if we don't deal with it, we will continue to having that cause of suffering, cause of pain. We should have a mind decision, have the promise or making people some not oath, but there's other way to say it. Keep the promise. It's same, but I don't remember the English words. But if we don't we don't want to face the suffering, all different ways of suffering, that we will definitely, if we will have an illness, for example, we will want to be spending our time and money and put effort to find the solution or cure. This is medicine. We are trying to find the medicine or way of cure, treatment. Similarly, with this samsaric not knowing the reality, the suffering or confusion, this is three types of suffering. Normally we said physical body, emotional suffering is one level. Another level is saying we have no control over kind of flow of change and what we need, what we deal with it. We have a limited control and limited capacity to transform. We often directly or indirectly, we have a less option, but we have to face it. So it's about the impermanent pain, the suffering of change. So no matter how much time or effort we fix it the perfect way, but with the time, they will kind of fall in apart. And if you want to make it as what's it called? The Egypt, there is a tomb, right? What's it called? The big tomb?
Pyramid?
Pyramid, maybe. Pyramid, yeah. Yes. But it's still you think this is the best way to do it, and decorate yourself in death and memory, but still this will be kind of through the time, even the highest structure become a dust, some falling part. Similarly, if you can to say, the completely, not only for this short term, but the completely transform, completely understand, analyzing what is the cause of trouble and pain. We should make effort of internal and then to transform. That's why they said the soldiers and these four less kind of target, they can put a lot of effort and giving a word and giving even death people and suffering of injury, they don't, they still have a holding honor of mind of honor for this job, for working. That today we have a special understanding of the mind, we should put more effort, diligence. And this is not only for short-term kind of relieving pain. It's ultimate pain, or it's third pain, third suffering. not only suffering of mental and the emotional suffering, not only they said how much, no matter how much you try to fix it, always falling apart, that kind of suffering. And third suffering is the fundamental misunderstanding. We're falling into the dualistic part of the projection and the mental wandering. We don't know about how to deal with that fundamental cause of the all suffering. So with this effort, you can shape or transform the three type of suffering.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Read.
As the courageous
magician,
surely understood it.
谢谢上师。